Good afternoon. My name is Daniel Campella, and I'm here to present Coriolis Scalable VM Clustering in Clouds. This is a work made in collaboration between Florida International University and IBM Research India. Virtualization is a powerful technique that allows several workloads to coexist, sharing the same underlying physical server. And users create VMs, each of them allocated in different physical servers with their own hardware requirements, software stack, and ultimately a different workload to run. The success of this technique is so significant that today data centers around the world have thousands of physical servers hosting tens of thousands of virtual machines. But this success also imposed challenges in system administrators that now need to face a huge variety of virtual machines when accomplishing their management activities. We call to this problem virtual machine sprawl. So we are in the age of the cloud. IT is no longer capital intensive. Commodity is acquired on demand and is paid as per usage. And we have this emerging problem for system administrators of virtual machine sprawl. Standardization is the key to solve it. Allows services to run on demand, and it enables to reduce system management costs. We motivate our work with this statement that classifying possible diverse virtualized servers in a cloud into clusters of similar virtual machines can improve the planning of many system management activities. And I will go over what we mean with similar. But first, this is the outline for the rest of my talk. I'll talk about virtual machine similarity. We define two types of similarity, content similarity and semantic similarity, and some use cases for management activities. Then I'll go over clustering techniques, k-means and k-meroids as a state of the art, and our proposed approach called Coriolis, tree-based approach. Then I'll give some evaluation, related work, and summary. So, similarity. Similarity is a metric that we will use to say how similar, as the word it says, two images are. And the first type is the content similarity. This is the typical view of similarity, and it refers to the data similarity in the raw files. It can be defined also as the subset of bytes that are contained within images that are identical. It has been extensively studied in the context of data deduplication, and there has been some recent findings about content similarity. In a large-scale study of VM in a production infrastructure as a service cloud, it showed that images tend to be similar to a small subset of collection, but it also showed that the computing the pairwise similarity is a very expensive operation. In that study, it was not possible to calculate similarity of the whole collection. I think they just got it for 30% of the collection because they had scalability issues. The second type of similarity is a semantic similarity, and this one, what it aims is to characterize the similarity of the software functionality of the images. Some examples are instances of the same application running in different images, or different versions of the same application, or even different applications that accomplish the same goal as MySQL or DB2. So how do we use similarity? There are several use cases for system administrators. The first one that we can think of is allocation of servers to system administrator. It has been shown that administrator can manage up to 80% more servers if the software that is installed on those images are similar. Similarity can be also used for troubleshooting. When system administrator need to identify what happened with an update, why on some servers it fell, while on other servers it worked. What it can be done is that administrator can identify similar servers that have similar software stack. And once they have this information, they will go over all the servers and try to find what are the small differences between the servers that respond okay to the update and the ones that fail. Another use case is the placement of virtual machine to hosts. Here we can leverage content similarity and as well semantic similarity to apply the duplication in both in memory or storage level. And another use case could be the migration of enterprise applications across data centers. Here we can assume that the application will require the migration of several VMs, and this can be of a size that it cannot be accomplished in just one run. So what typically will be done is that it will be scheduled in several batches over different periods of time, maybe on the weekends. And the idea is how to group the VMs to minimize the cost of the transfer. We can leverage content similarity to minimize the network transfer, but we also can leverage semantic similarity to migrate images that are similar together so we can schedule less amount of system administrator to reconfigure it once they reach to the destination data center. But until now, I just talk about similarity, but how do we use it? We use similarity in the context of clustering. Clustering is a technique that allows to group elements in a collection into clusters. And this is a problem that is NP-hard, but various heuristics exist. K-means is one popular technique employed in the real world to solve this kind of problem. K-means follow an iterative approach where in each iteration a solution is refined, but each iteration is also composed of basically two steps. One step is assignment step, where distance computation are calculated for each image to each possible cluster center. And then an update step when the image will be merged to the closest cluster center. In practice, distance and merge operations are usually very small. For problems of 100 dimension, it will require only 100 additions or division that in commodity hardware don't take any time at all. But when we're talking about virtual machines, these kind of operations are not as well defined. We can define distance as 1 minus the similarity of both images. What this means is as more similar two images are, the more close they are. And similarity between two images can be defined also as a weighted function depending on the type of similarity that we are trying to use, of the intersection of the unique elements in each image. And elements will be also defined depending on the type of similarity that we're using. If we are talking about content similarity, then maybe bytes or files will be elements in this case. Or if we're talking about semantic similarity, software will be elements. Divided by the union, the same weighted function of the union of the unique elements in each image. Merge can be calculated as just the union of all the unique elements, and this will create a meta image, which will represent the cluster of all the images. In this table, we have times for calculating similarity and merge with real images bearing their size. We can see that the times are in the realm of seconds, but k-means will require, in a data center with 1,000 images, will require 1,000 to the 3 similarity operations, and this will mean about 2,000 years. By using in-memory data structures, this could be brought down to 4 years. K-midoids, then, is a variant of k-means that restricts the cluster center to be one of the existing points. Instead of just being a meta image that will have the mean of all the elements of the cluster. What we can accomplish by using k-midoids is that then the pairwise similarity can be computed in advance. We only need the similarity of each element to each other element. And this will be an square similarity computation for any images. A data center with about 1,000 images now will require 1,000 square similarity operations, about 2 years, and in-memory data structures will require 15 days. So we go and we propose a new solution, which is the Coriolis tree-based clustering. This approach involves to construct a tree. The tree is constructed by adding images one by one to the tree. Each node of the tree is either a cluster of images or a single image, and each level of the tree represents a minimum instance similarity within a node. This is an example for 5 images. In the root node, we'll have 5 images, the whole collection of the 5 images, and then in the second node, we'll have clusters of images that they at least have 0.5 similarity between each other. And in the last level of the tree, we will have only nodes with single images or with a cluster of images that are completely identical. There are 2 key ideas behind our approach. The first one is to speed up similarity computation. The asymmetric similarity, we use an asymmetric similarity function, which is defined as the coverage offered by a larger node B to a new node A. And this pretty much means to replace the union operator for a mean operator. We cannot afford to take into consideration all the information in a SQL as important. The second key idea is to reuse similarity computations. We only compute the similarity of the new images to each children of the nodes where the image has been merged, which allows to prune other branches of the tree and reduce the amount of similarity computation. Similarity and merge operations are proportional to the depth of the tree. Adding a new image F will follow the following approach. F will be merged into the root node, and then the similarity of F will be calculated to each of the children of the root. In this case, A and B, or C, D, and E. If to any of the clusters the similarity is not greater than the threshold, then a new children will be created for the root. If there are clusters that have similarity greater than the threshold, then the image will be merged to the cluster with greater similarity. And this process will follow until a new node is created or is merged in a cluster in the last level. Once we have the tree, we can make some interesting questions, like which clusters are forming with similarity greater than 0.5? And this kind of question will help the system administrator, let's say, to group images in batches when they try to migrate and across different data centers for the last use case. For a scalability evaluation, we use images from 2 production data centers, 9 images from a data center at IBM, and 12 images from a data center for an FIU. We randomly sample files contained in 3 of the 21 images and generating new synthetic image to do our scalability evaluation with higher collections size. And these are the results for applying the clustering techniques, K-Meadows and our Coriolis tree-based approach to collections of different sizes. For the last data point, we use a collection of 99 images. K-Meadows took nearly 3 days, where Coriolis took about 10 hours. As you can see, K-Meadows follows a nearly quadratic approach, while Coriolis follow almost nearly linear approach. As related work, the most close related work that we can find is VMFlock, which applies standard deduplication techniques for images. The goal for them is to eliminate raw data duplication across a given set of images. But they do not tackle identifying images with high redundancy or leveraging other types of similarity as a semantic similarity. As a conclusion, I describe different types of similarity metrics for VMs and their use to aid administrators in their management activities. We argue that the state of the art K-Meadows clustering algorithms incurs in quadratic complexity, which is not appropriated for cloud scale data centers. And we describe the Coriolis framework and system, which is specifically designed for scalable clustering of VM images. while we also support arbitrary similarity metrics. As a future work, we plan to explore the utilities of our framework for the use case that I mentioned before, the data center administrator allocation, troubleshooting, and the large-scale VM migration. And with this, I conclude my presentation. I'll be happy to take questions. Thank you.
This is really neat, actually. My question is real quick. It's what happens when the VM images change? And presumably the similarity is no longer what it was when you first computed and placed them into the cluster. Have you just given any thought to that?
Well, it will depend on the type of application that will be used in our framework. If we are in the use case of migrating, then that the image change didn't matter because we will use the last state of the image at the moment of migration. But if at least we are troubleshooting, what you could do is just to remove it from every cluster and add it again. Because our technique what allows is online add a new image to the tree. We don't need to recompute the tree completely to add it again.
Okay.
Cool. All right, we have about time. Let me just pause the session.
Thank you.